Santa Fe's police chief Ray Riel says some officers could be using sick leave to oppose the force's move back to an 8-hour, 5-day work shift. Until mid-2011, officers had worked 10-hour, 4-day shifts, a change credited with saving overtime costs and helping to blunt crime. The new schedule is not popular with the police union. At Monday's Santa Fe Finance Committee meeting, Chief Riel says a recent 30% uptick in sick leave is likely intentional and a form of protest. Santa Fe Mayor David Koss delivers his 8th and final State of the City address this evening. At 5 p.m. at the Community Convention Center, we'll hear Koss address the current state of affairs, as well as noting some accomplishments during his 2 terms in office.
I'm very, very proud of this city. I think it's a world-class city, and there's a lot to talk about of how we supported equal rights, immigrants, living wage, bringing our river back, addressing climate change, and doing more renewable energy. And most of all, just thanking so many workers, businesses, community groups. I remember Mayor Delgado saying, mayors just can't say thank you enough. And I found that to be very true.
Koss announced earlier this year he would not seek a 3rd term in the upcoming March 2014 municipal election. State Senator Jerry Ortiz-Pino calls the audit of New Mexico behavioral health providers released last week by the Attorney General useless. The Albuquerque Democrat says most of the now displaced New Mexico providers are out of business as a result of that audit. And Ortiz-Pino says recent comments by the chief of an Arizona replacement firm raises questions.
One of the things he said is that they had first been contacted at Thanksgiving of last year, several months before the state had admitted to ever contacting Arizona companies to come in, and 3 full months before they ever let the contract to do the audit.
And the vice chair of the Legislative Health and Human Services Committee says the result is devastating to the New Mexico providers.
That means essentially that there's no room at the table left for any of these New Mexico companies. Even if the attorney general or the state auditor's investigation exonerates them, there's no need for them anymore. They've been made superfluous. The Arizona companies will handle the matter very nicely, thank you.
Ortiz-Pino says he plans to raise the issue with the Human Services Department at a committee meeting in Santa Fe next month. A developer who's charged with embezzling millions of dollars from investors, contractors, and banks is behind bars today. 68-year-old William Kalinowski faces arraignment tomorrow. Kalinowski was indicted last month on 10 felony counts and was booked into the Santa Fe County Jail Sunday after being transported from Massachusetts. He left Santa Fe 5 years ago, leaving unfinished projects in Santa Fe's Las Campanas development. The folks wanting to redevelop Eastside Santa Fe's Manderfield School have recommitted to the purchase from Santa Fe Public Schools and have altered their plans for use. Claire and Michael Marist had originally wanted to create residential units along with artist studios and a small cafe. Those plans were met with stiff opposition from the local neighborhood association. At last night's school board meeting, an amended deal was made that concurs with current zoning, which allows only for residential development. That deal is set to close by January 10th. Santa Fe County is calling attention to unwanted prescription drug turn and drive this Saturday. The county is partnering with multiple regional law enforcement agencies as well as the Drug Enforcement Agency. The intent is to prevent prescription drug abuse by collecting potentially dangerous, expired, unused, and unwanted pharmaceuticals. In Santa Fe proper, Albertson's grocery stores at DeVarga Center and on Zafferano will serve as anonymous disposal locations. The Santa Fe National Forest has announced some 6 prescribed burns they plan to undertake in the coming days. Actual start times vary and may be adjusted according to weather conditions. In all, about 1,000 acres of woodland slash will be burned to reduce the risk of uncontrolled fires. 120 acres in the Santa Fe watershed are to be treated beginning October 29th. Santa Fe weather, sunny and dry through Thursday with highs in the lows to mid-60s, overnight lows in the low 30s. A system with a 30% chance for thundershowers is set to arrive Friday. I'm Tom Tropebridge, KSFR News.